We have all the data. Players are running faster and further than ever before. So we're trying to do the best we can to protect them, but basically have a game every other night. Not an easy thing to do.
Steve Kerr essentially is calling for a 72 to 75 game season. That's 7 to 10 games in a regular season less than what you play now, which is 82. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a capitalist, so I have a simple question. You giving some of that money back? You giving some of the money back? It's a simple question. That's 7 to 10 games of less revenue. Giving some of the money back? How about this idea? Since the pace of play, which is something, by the way, the first time I really, really heard somebody emphasize that more so was J.J. Redick when he was working for ESPN as opposed to when he was the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. My question to y'all is this, as legitimate as that may be, because running up and down the court, having to play at a faster pace obviously induces and provokes more injuries. I get that part. It makes total sense. Let me ask y'all this question. Why you got to play guys 35 minutes? Why you got to play 8 guys? Why can't you play 10 to 11? I'm talking about mandated. Think about this for a second. As crazy as this idea sounds, how about this idea, ladies and gentlemen? If you got 12 men on a roster, every single night you got to find a way to play a minimum of 10 to ensure that the amount of traction and wear and tear on the bodies are minimized. Nobody gets to play. How about this one? Nobody gets to play more than 33 minutes. If we're going to do that, think about that for a second. As crazy as that sounds, and I'm not saying it's an idea that I would promote. I'm just talking about a counter argument to what a J.J. Redick once mentioned, what Steve Kerr just mentioned. I'm not refuting or arguing with anything they said. I'm simply making the case that you have owners there that are billionaires and they're trying to make more money. They certainly ain't trying to give any of the money back. And the NBA just agreed to a deal with various networks, ABC and ESPN, NBC, Amazon. They ain't trying to give this money back. So how about this challenge? Nobody plays more than 33 minutes. As a coach, you have to manage minutes and playing time for a multitude of players. Nobody plays more than 33 minutes, and absolutely you have to play 10 dudes. You got to figure out a way that 10 dudes get on the court every night. Even if it comes to you play 5 minutes, you got to play 10 dudes since you worried about wear and tear, right? You got a 48-minute game, and you got to figure out a way to win basketball games while resting your best players for 15 minutes a night. Since we want to sit up there and talk about pace of play, I mean, I want to hear those ideas before I want to hear about less games. If it's 82 games, it's 82 games. Why should people tolerate seeing less games?